Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Welcome to Avaya Evolutions, San Francisco. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're here live at Avaya Evolutions in Santa Clara. We're sitting down with Paul Leatherman, who's the CTO at CRI, Communications Resources, Inc., who's a system integrator.
How are you doing, Mark?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
So you were one of the first guests that we sat down with at ATF in Orlando some almost 8 months ago.
Yeah, that was a great show, and I hear we had a lot of hits since then.
We've had over a million hits on the podcast, you know, since that's the event where we first started really tracking this. So you guys are here at Evolutions. You're doing something that's really innovative called IS Aura, or Integrated Server. What's that all about?
So the Integrated Server is kind of taking the step one of virtualization. And instead of having an application require its own physical server, we started consolidating. And in particular, we've been doing this integrated server for a number of years. We've done point solutions like conferencing or messaging, but this is the first time we took the Avaya core infrastructure, communication manager, session manager, system manager, AES, presence, you know, the whole, when you look at the Aura core, this is everything in a single box.
So you're kind of taking, I mean, people wanted to go VMware so they could virtualize their environment, but you didn't want to have a whole stack of servers. You guys are using VMware because you're a partner there to bring all of this together on one piece of hardware.
That is correct. And then late last year, when Avaya embraced the fact that they delivered the, you know, ability to not only install it, but supported by Avaya, we took it that next step and said, well, let's make it easy to consume. So while we build this infrastructure, make it available to our direct partners, as well as the partners can now leverage it as well, where do they want everything in that box, or they want pieces of it? Do they want the system integration side of CRI to implement it? We're very flexible on how we deliver the solution.
So you can kind of take a look back at what the whole solution needs to be for a specific customer and almost do a custom build.
We can. We position it as, you know, sort of the foundation piece has everything included. One relation that I do with people that have been around a while back, Avaya delivered a thing called Midsize Enterprise.
Right.
And that was based on the system platform scenario where they consolidated a lot of these applications. The challenge was it was a singular template where you got everything in it, no matter what.
There like was no, it or not, it was all there.
Correct. No, yep. Flexibility. Yep. We start out with kind of a reference architecture, say we can do the whole Aura core, including, you know, LaSalle and utility services and all this. But let's say you don't want presence. It's not applicable or you're not ready for it yet. You don't have to put that VM in. You don't have to pay for that service. And you can customize it.
That's got to save on licensing fees alone by just not buying crap you don't need. Not that it's crap, but it's just it's crap to you at the particular point in time because, well, I don't need that. It's a great thing, but it has no value to me right
correct.
Now.
Correct. Not relevant to your business at this point in time, so why, you know, have that virtual machine running or the expense of it being installed?
But if you need it later, it's a key code to add it.
Correct. Yeah. Now, what's also nice with, let's keep with the flexibility theme, is let's say you want the Aura core and you like the fact that we consolidate in a single server, but you have this other DevConnect partner that says, oh, well, my application can run on VMware too. Well, guess what? We just allocate the resources. We can put it on the same physical box, so I'm still that single server, but I'm also leveraging the third-party app that brings in that capability. Take a Mutari for messaging, for instance. Throw in a call copy or ObjectTel or, you know, any of the DevConnects that come into there. We can also start expanding into other Avaya applications, let's say CMS, you know, right? So you can add CMS into there if you're a call center. So it's not locked down into the single architecture. Think of it more of as a reference, a place to start, and we made it real simple to consume.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can kind of build that environment and mold that environment and constantly mold it one way to the left or to the right, depending on how your business model changes. That's really kind of cool. That's going to allow people to get into more technology than they've ever been able to afford or handle before, and allow it to be flexible so it actually does something. Because, you know, people don't buy technology just to be cool. It's got to have an ROI there.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Does it scare you a little bit that I put all of this stuff into a single server?
Well, you know, I'm a little scared.
A little scared? Like, what if?
What if that one box goes down? I mean, you got to have some resilience.
Yeah, the whole eggs in one basket kind of scenario, right?
But something tells me that you've got a pretty cool answer for that.
We do. And it's leveraging, again, a little bit of VMware, because what if I then added a second box, so a physical server? I use VMware to, again, do the consolidation. But now I start marrying that up with what Avaya brought to the table, like CM in a software duplication, session manager in an active-active, redundant system manager. So adding this next box, if I did have a disastrous box failure, right, mm-hmm. of physical hardware, well, guess what? Avaya has protected me from an HA capability right there. So I get using the best of both worlds, consolidation from the VMware, a second one for the HA, and away we go.
You know, it's really interesting. I mean, one of my, my regular day job is public safety vision strategy. Mm-hmm. So as we move to, you know, talk about a critical life safety network that has to really rely on some of this stuff, it scares a lot of those people about, you know, what if the app goes down? Mm-hmm. But I think something like this, utilizing this, is really to where they've got a security blanket now.
Exactly. But wait. There's more.
So if I order the second one right now, I get it, and I just pay shipping and handling?
Yeah, something like that. Let's go to the next level of redundancy or availability.
Okay.
What about backups?
Okay.
Right? Traditionally, you know, applications come out, they'd have their own backup scheme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this application does it this way, this one's on Windows, this one's on Linux, this one, you know, the way they would accomplish it was the application specific. In the VMware world, I can now back up the entire set. So think about it as that entire appliance that has whatever applications on there.
Right.
Can be backed up as a virtual machine to another location, another appliance, ready to go.
That's pretty cool.
And the other nice thing about it is, let's say I had a failure. You don't go restore. You simply hit the start button, and the application runs out of the backup.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So I can go build the redundancy. How far do you want to go with that, you know, comfort blanket, your SLAs, or whatever you want to do?
So where do you see this driving technology, Paul? I mean, what is there any one industry that's really waking up that hasn't in the past?
I think where this particular has a nice play is two areas. One, we started out by making it a mid-market play.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is really nice. It scales up to about 5,000 users. You got some, you know, gateways or something that you put on there for your phones and that kind of thing. But what we've also seen happen is there's large enterprises who weren't ready to change the world yet to go to the new technology, but they had the need for the remote worker, the bring your own device, and some of the new SIP stuff.
Sure.
So we can use this as sort of a gateway to the new, communicating to the old, and it's real easy for them to consume, and now start moving it in that direction.
So I think a lot of people were afraid of the new technology. Just, they were afraid of the unknowns of the new technology. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do something that's new that's going to potentially take my business out of service. Resiliency, security, reliability, these are key things, and until you start getting that, you're not going to get the big players to buy in. Until you get the big players to buy in, you're not going to get that paradigm shift in the industry, I think.
You got it. They get to taste it a little bit, they get comfortable with it, and then they're ready to make the big scale move.
Right,
you got
exactly.
It.
Very, very interesting. Paul Lederman, the CTO with CRI, sitting down talking to us at Avaya Evolutions in San Francisco, Santa Clara here, talking about IS Aura, Integrated Server. Very innovative ideas. Thanks for talking to us again.
Thank you.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.